Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today we're talking interior trends for 2023. And boy, have things changed in a hurry. If you haven't been following the trends for a while, you're going to be pretty shocked at how different things are coming out right now and the things that we're seeing hit the market from furniture and design perspective. So you're definitely going to want to catch up here if you haven't already. So recently I got a catalog in the mail. It's probably one of the nicest catalogs I've gotten, featuring a lot of interior design, furniture, accessories from Restoration Hardware Interiors. And this is some pretty high-end stuff, and the looks are very different. You know, sometimes when you get a catalog, you look through and you kind of see the same old stuff. And I noticed just very early looking through the book, I'm like, wow, this is very different from what I've seen before. And I kept flipping through the book, and a lot of different takes on the same general themes. But one thing I noticed that was really different is there was no gray, no light gray, none of that, no pure white either. Lots and lots of brown. Brown is back in a different way, but it's back. The other thing that's back is natural wood. You know, everything was so painted and kind of sterile looking. It's not. We're going back to very warm feel on the homes, but in a different way than it was, you know, 7 to 10 years ago. So what do I mean by that? Well, I'll start to describe this and I'll explain it to you as best I can from what we've seen here. First off, yeah, the color scheme is very different. Now, it's not your traditional brown house that we saw, you know, 10 years ago where you had, you know, tan terracotta tile and, you know, a tan wall with like a brown sofa or a chocolate brown wall with some tan furnishings. That's not what we're seeing at all here. This is very different. Most of these, the walls are very much a white color or an off-white, like a linen color. It's about as extent of the brown that we're going to see on the walls. But the brown is coming through in the furniture. It's coming through in the accents. And it's also coming through in the natural wood. So no painted wood here whatsoever. So what we're seeing is quite a bit of difference here. And a lot of these homes, what they're featuring with these photos and the photography is, you know, the use of a tan color, some chocolate brown colors, and then a very small hint of a light brush gold accent. It's very earthy. It's very rich looking. It looks pretty nice, to be honest with you. And it definitely is very different from what we've seen in a while. The other thing that I noticed as I was kind of pawing through this catalog, which is, like I said, very well done. I don't work for these folks. I have no contact with them whatsoever. I'm just going to give them a shout out for really a well put together, well thought out booklet that they put out. But we're also seeing texture. And, you know, we've talked about this earlier in the year that, you know, texture is really important in new homes. And it's really changed a lot, you know, and become more of a focal point. And what I mean by texture is it's done in a couple different ways. I'm looking at one picture for an example, and I'm seeing like four different textures right off the get-go. Let me explain. This chair that they have, it's got almost kind of a burlap-looking cover on it, which has some interesting texture to it. And it's sitting next to this table that has this I'm trying to think of the term for it, but it's kind of like a vertical trimmed out wood, fluted almost. So it's like a vertical fluted wood look on the furniture. So now you've got a second texture. Then they're showing this artwork, which was again very brown, but it's got a lot of texture to it. It's got like cracks in it and bumps in it. And it looks very earthy, but it has a lot of texture to it. And then they show these pots next to it, which are like a clay pot that's really bumpy and rough. It has a bunch of different colors of different shades of brown on it. It looks like it was pulled right, you know, right out of the desert, basically. But you've got four different textures right there in the furnishings. And as I flip through the booklet, I see a ton of that. Like if I just randomly pick a page, it's pretty interesting. You know, I've got one here where they've got this rug that's high texture. And then they've got a very smooth table, a leather sofa, and then they have this very light stone wall by a fireplace in a family room. And again, showing all these different textures. But again, all in shades of brown, which is pretty interesting. And they're doing some other neat things with this, which I think is kind of smart on their part. Instead of having like a million different varieties of furniture colors, in most of these lines, they have four colors. And what they're doing is they have like a light oak color, a natural oak color, brown oak, and then a black oak. Now, they're not showing a lot of the black oak early on. Most of this booklet is really heavily concentrated in that light, natural, and brown tones. But as we get further through the book, I was kind of flipping through saying, okay, when is it, are they going to switch it up? When are they going to switch it up? And, you know, I get probably three quarters of the way through this thing before they actually start switching the colors up. And it's a very brief in one part where they have some black with a very light tan. And that's their switch up there. So that's really it. Most of it is still in the very earthy brown tones, except if you want to switch it up, you know, using some black oak. Again, not solid black, not black. But, you know, a stained black on an oak with a very light tan to give you some contrast there. It's pretty interesting as you look through this. The other thing that's interesting is, you know, we said they have four colors for the stain. They also have four colors for the furniture and the fabrics that they're using. And this kind of brings this all together and makes it, I think, easy for people to plug and play their time to decorate. And basically the four linen colors they're using is a natural color. Again, that would be like a almost like a parchment kind of color. A sand color, which is going to be, again, looking like the color of sand. It's a little bit deeper, a little warmer. To a caramel color. I'm sorry, not caramel, camel color. Sorry, jumping ahead one. Camel color, which is definitely in that very light tan color, but it's got a little hint of maybe a little red in it. And then burnt caramel is the last color, which is a little bit more brown, kind of a goldish brown color. So these definitely have that, the red and yellow spectrum of the browns in there, and very warm colors and warm and inviting. So I did a little extra research to say, is this just this company? Am I having some bias here as I look through this? And I researched a couple articles. One was by Vogue magazine, pretty popular style magazine. And they said that since the end of 2022, there's been a huge focus on going back to warm tones and warm colors, especially brown. And they said after coming out of COVID, the insecurity, the different things that people were feeling, we're going back to what they call warm minimalism. Yep, that's the term, warm minimalism. And that's what's in vogue, according to Vogue magazine. I looked up some other articles just to see, or is this just a couple companies? And it's not. Another popular trend article that I found said that, yeah, brown is back. And it's coming back in a big way. And the thing that's different is the walls. The walls are not going brown. So if you have a house with brown walls, you're like, yes, I'm finally back in. I'm back on trend. No, you're not. The walls are still very much off-white or white. And then you put the brown in as an accent. And you don't go crazy with it. In fact, you might have one thing that's a deeper brown. And then you're going to pair it with one or two other lighter shades of brown, like that natural or the sand color or the camel color, and bring it in that way. So you can have shades of brown in your home if you want to be on trend right now. The other thing that we're seeing that's interesting is, you know, either whether you have the texture with the linen and fabric, or going back to leather, like a chocolate brown leather sofa is featured multiple times in this catalog. It's, like I said, predominantly featured along with oak furniture. Now, the oak furniture is not your traditional oak furniture with the newel post type look with all the turned balusters and things like that. No, it's an oak that's very flat. It's very modern looking. And either mixing in, this is the other big thing that I'm noticing on trends, is the mixing in of square and circles in your designs. So if you have a square sofa, your tables in a lot of these pictures are circular. If you have a more rounded type of sofa, then you would have square tables and chairs. Even as I found a kitchen set here, I just randomly just flipped open a page. They show a kitchen table completely round in a dark oak and then light brown square chairs around it. It's interesting. It's very, very intentional. Just flipped to another page. I flipped about 40 pages into this book. They show a big square sofa, chocolate brown, a light brown table with round, big, thick, round. They almost look like logs for legs, and the table itself is round. It's interesting, the consistency of what they're doing here, but yet things look very different. And again, finding another picture here, got very light gold fixtures with black. So like a brush gold with a black fixture, a lot of glass on it. And here we're going to go again with more browns, more textures, circles and squares combined. That seems to be kind of the look they're going for. No matter where I go in this catalog, I'm seeing, you know, a pretty big repeat of that. And it's interesting. Now, that's not the only thing they show here. There are some other things that you can do that are very different. And here's an example. They showed something which I thought was kind of cool. It's called Mappa Burl Wood. And very interesting if you don't like oak, but you want something European, something a little different. This stuff is pretty crazy looking. It definitely has kind of more of a spotty, almost like a destroyed texture to it. Very cool looking product. So you could look up Burl Wood. The other thing that they're starting to show in this booklet as you get further in is aged brass. They actually have furniture made out of aged brass. And it looks kind of cool. It's got that brown kind of earthy tone to it, but obviously it's a metal product. They're using a lot of rivets in it as well, just to make it kind of like a punched out look. But it's got kind of almost like a brushed metal look to it. And they're pairing it with leather sofas. They're pairing it with some very brown textured paintings, and it kind of blends in very nicely. So if you don't want all the wood in your home, but you still want to get that earth tone, you may want to look at the bronze as an option as well. The bronze metal, or they also have brass sheet metal. Now, we're not talking the gold brass. This is more of a browner, earthier brass, less gold, more brown tone in it. And we're seeing a lot of that showcased in this booklet as well. And that seems to be kind of on point as well. If we look at like Kohler, for example, they did start to debut the aged bronze in their faucets and fixtures. And that's something I think we're going to need to keep an eye on going forward. Have not had any requests for that yet. I think that's something we're going to probably see, especially coming up maybe in 2024, later 2024, as, you know, more products come out that will match that. Sometimes, you know, people come out with colors and they're just too far ahead. They get too far ahead of their skis, so to speak. And what happens is they come up with a cool product, but if there's nothing to pair it with that looks good, it's kind of dead in the water for a while. And so if manufacturers all get together, then you start getting furniture manufacturers, accessory manufacturers starting to work off that same palette, you can get some pretty cool and interesting looks here. Now, for those of you that are still on the black-white trend, that's still somewhat in play, but it's being done a little differently. Like I said, as I get to the end of the book, we're starting to see a lot more black as accent pieces, but it's paired with a lot of natural wood. And most of the natural wood is either very, very light tan. So a very, I don't want to say blonde color because that's not quite right. It's a little more tan than that. Or it's a grayish a wood color, like a gray pewter color. And that looks pretty nice together. And they are showcasing a little of that, but it's not very predominant in what they're featuring here. It's just something to change up if you want something a little different. They have a bedroom set like that where it's, again, a gray, or I'm sorry, darker black furniture with a very light linen color, and then some, you know, medium brown with some darker brown pillows or darker black pillows to kind of make this thing pop. And basically what they're doing here is they're creating some nice contrast with these colors and then building in the textures with it and then using the shapes as well for contrast. So it's very different than before when we had, you know, the brown walls and the dark brown, you know, accents and everything kind of just was very matching. This actually is kind of creating some contrast, but using the texture and using the shapes as well to create some of the contrast. So pretty interesting change in styles here. And it'll be, I think, worthwhile to follow this in the next year or two and see what we see in homes and how people start to redesign and re-color scheme out their houses. The other thing that we're noticing from personal experience is that we are seeing a lot of consumers going more to stained woodwork again. And especially the younger, kind of the under 40 crowd going with stained wood versus painted wood. And some people are hedging their bets a little bit. So what they're doing is staining their cabinets and then maybe painting the island, maybe like a darker gray or pewter color or something like that. And then having like a natural stain color on their cabinets. And for a while, it's just been all, you know, painted white, painted gray, cream colors, sometimes painted as well. We're getting away from that, except for our older clients, our older condo clients. Some of them want the white woodwork still. They're a couple years behind the styles typically, so that's pretty normal. But for the younger clients, they're definitely gravitating more towards the stained cabinets. And part of it's just people wanting something different. It's also a lot of times people want something different than what they grew up with because they're tired of that style. They don't like it. They want their own fresh look on things. So it happens all the time where, you know, you have the generation, you know, that had, you know, I grew up, you know, had a lot of oak in the house and things like that. That was very popular. Like, I don't want anything to do with oak. Oak and brass is completely not interesting to me in any way, shape, or form because it was so overdone. And so the newer generations that are coming out that are buying homes, they've grown up and lived in the gray home, the gray and white home, and they want something completely different. They don't want mom and dad's house. So always interesting to keep that in mind. That will always kind of move and drive styles as we go forward throughout our time here. So hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this was interesting to you. Definitely a huge, almost seismic shift in the color palettes to go from completely cool palettes to last year was really a lot of earthy grays to now not even any earthy grays. We're going full into hardcore earth tone brown colors. And that's the trend going forward. Keep an eye out for it.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.